This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today's Am I the Jerk is, am I the jerk for not finding out the gender of my baby? What?
Huh?
Listen, though.
It's kind of hard to do,
ain't it? It's going
to
trigger some people, by the way, who are having kids or have had kids. And the just listen.
It's babies.
Somebody texted. They want to be anonymous. So I'm just going to call him John.
I like
That's
John.
The most common. John Smith.
John G. Smith. At that.
Johnny boy. He said, Allie and DZ, wife and I are pregnant with our second kid. We already have one kid who's 4.5 years old. When we found out we were pregnant the first time, we both agreed we weren't going to find out the gender of the baby until he or she popped out. When our child came into the world, I was overjoyed and so excited to tell my wife, who was an absolute rock star giving birth. Listen to him being all supportive.
Yes.
He said, I was so excited to tell my wife the gender of our firstborn. Fast forward 4.5 years, we're expecting our second kid sometime in May. Family members are wanting us to find out the gender so they can buy gender-specific clothing. Mm. But we're finding out as it is honestly life's only true surprise.
Oh, so they're doing the same. They're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are we the jerks for not letting anyone find out what the gender is until he or she makes their debut? Side note, our firstborn was born during COVID, and my wife didn't get a baby shower, so she's getting the full experience with this baby. That's a fair why this is relevant with the second one. Okay, that makes more sense.
Family feels like it's exciting because
they want to celebrate this one.
They can be a part of this one.
Because immediately I went to, no, you're not the jerk. But this is like people get so mad when they don't know.
The first baby
was
y'all's baby. This baby's a family baby.
This is ours.
This is our baby.
They're kind of saying, you got the first one. Give
really?
Us one.
I swear they really are. That's exactly what they're saying.
Give them a break, John.
You got the first one to yourselves.
Come on, Johnny.
Give me the next one.
Give the mom and dad, the grandma and grandpa, first of all, the gender specific stuff. In 2024,
I don't like that.
Get over it, you guys. That's not a reason to find out the gender. You don't need gender specific stuff. We have evolved from this pink blue nonsense.
But that's just the cap excuse to try to get them to tell you. They don't really care to get gender specific stuff. They're just going, no, I just want to make sure.
You're so right.
That's just them trying to finesse the answer.
You're
no,
so right.
That's why when people wanted to know the gender when we were first having Sammy, we're like gender specific. Nah, you just get us gender neutral.
Yeah,
browns. Tans, blacks, grays, whites. Babies are going to stain
it
up.
That's what's in anyway.
They're going to stain it up and throw it out anyway the second it gets pooped on. So no, you're not getting the blues and the pinks. We don't want the blues and the pinks.
You're like, that ain't us anyway. That's not who you are.
Listen, if my kid's rocking something pink, we don't care.
Yeah.
If they're rocking something blue, we don't.
I feel the same about Owen and Hudson. I don't care.
So
I let them paint their nails if they want. I don't care. So listen, so I do us, not this care. Wasn't it.
Yeah, that, yeah, that in 2024, but some people just, they can't get past that, and they also want that as the catalyst to get the answer, like mm-hmm. I said. But at the same time, I get why. You know, they didn't have any part in the first baby.
Nothing.
They feel that.
Because of COVID, they feel left out.
That sucks.
And so he's going, screw them. But they want to be supportive, mm-hmm. and they want to be there mm-hmm. for him and his wife, and he's kind of going, no.
No. I think it is a little selfish.
You think?
Because this isn't just your baby. I know this isn't. You guys aren't recluse or mm-hmm. right? Is that the right word? Like, just isolated and alone?
Yeah.
This isn't just a you guys thing. You guys don't only never see family and are only ever together mm-hmm. with your family, John.
Yeah.
I'm sure y'all see family, right? Mm-hmm. They're excited because they're excited for your family yeah. as a family.
Yeah, that's true. So he's kind of pushing them away. When he's going to need the support when the baby comes.
A little bit. You can't be mad when you don't got the support later if you didn't give them a little nugget or something. You don't got to tell everybody.
Yeah.
But what if you tell Grams?
What if they don't find out, though?
What if you tell one of the cool titis?
Or you do the thing where you put it in an envelope and only let one person know. But then I wouldn't trust anyone.
But this isn't about solutions.
That's
this isn't
right,
about
you're right.
solutions.
You're right. And is he the jerk for not finding out the gender and the family's mad?
If you don't want to know, there's ways you can make sure your family doesn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
They can know? Sure. I think so. I think they're jerky in the situation, especially knowing that the first one was a COVID baby.
I know you don't want solutions. But what if we just lie and make it up and hope for the best when the baby comes? Like, just tell him one thing and guess and have no clue.
Tell him it's twins. Tell him it's twins.
You'll get twice as much stuff.
Whoop, whoop.
And say it's a boy and a girl.
Now that we're talking solution.
That's hysterical.
You know what? You are the jerk because you could be getting double the stuff.
You
jerk,
didn't
jerk,
think
jerk.
Of the best solution. That's your why you're the jerk.
Jerk, jerk, jerk.
No. All right. Is John the jerk for not finding out the gender?
John the jerk?
414-533-1037. The family's like, please tell us so we can buy appropriately. And they're like, no.
We don't want to.
No.
We don't like y'all that much.
You said it, not me. Okay, we'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so John wants to know if he's the jerk for not telling his family the gender of their baby, because they want to know. This is the second one. They're like, we didn't find out with the first one. You got to tell us the second one.
Do you?
I
think
don't
so.
Know.
I think so. I mean, I said jerk already.
Yeah. You want to start with Danielle and Butler this morning?
Ooh.
Let's start with Danielle. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So is John the jerk for not finding out the gender and telling his family?
No, absolutely not.
No?
Quick answer?
Why? Yeah. Why would they? I don't understand why people have to bully people into wanting something that mm-hmm. they want for their self-sufficiency.
Yeah. That's fair. And I feel like we get these a lot on Am I the Jerk, where someone writes in and now they feel like they're the jerk in something
right.
that seems very black and white to you and I and DZ. Like,
yeah. they're
no.
trying to hold their boundaries.
Yeah.
Like,
we get these sometimes and I'm like, you are not the jerk. And somebody has made you think you are for no
yeah.
reason whatsoever.
Exactly.
That's somebody's me.
You're right, DZ.
A boy or a girl, like, go based off of, like, how the mama looks. Like,
yeah.
they say, in theory, that the girls take the mom's beauty and the boys let the mom have the beauty.
I hate that line, though. Come on. That's so ridiculous. That is come
true,
on.
Though? I don't know.
I don't know. I guess, no. All these old wives' tales, everybody swears
that's
by something.
Thing. Have fun with that kind of crap.
That's
not
true.
Don't be pressuring them to, if they truly don't want to know the gender themselves,
mm-hmm.
why find out? Because other people want to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I'm hearing is you saying, don't let it stress you out. Maybe have some fun with it.
Yeah.
You know, don't tell
right,
them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Poke around a little.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So I love
figure
it, though.
Figure it out for yourself.
She said, stop letting people bully you. Not the jerk.
Right.
Easier said than done. Easier said than done.
True that. All right, Danielle. Thank you for calling. It is easier
hey,
said
you're
than
welcome.
Done.
Have a fantastic day, guys. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Amber in Milwaukee and see if she's going to go a different way. Amber, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to say not the jerk. I'm going to 100% agree with Allie. It's 2024. Like,
who cares?
The whole point of a baby shower is to support the family.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of whether it's a boy or a girl, get creative. Get stuff that the baby needs.
Mm-hmm.
Or Gonna need.
Yeah, you don't have to get pink or blue clothes. You can get all kinds of baby bottles, diapers. I mean, diapers don't have a gender, do they? And we don't have a problem buying those.
Them wipes and diaper cream is universal, ain't it?
Diaper cream,
yeah.
A big bundle,
thingamabobbers. Pacifiers, like, fidget toys.
DZ, you guys know the kid's going to have 19 blowouts in the first week, and you're going to throw out half the clothes they buy anyway. So go ahead. Yep. Go ahead and buy them. Do it. I dare you.
Honestly.
Not the reason what the baby is.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So standing strong on the saying, not the jerk.
Yeah. All right, Amber. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Last but not least, it's Anna in Milwaukee. Didn't she get to use the vacuum last time?
I think she did get to use the vacuum last time.
Anna's back in this spot.
Happy Friday.
Wepa, morning.
Are you happy because you are going to use the vacuum, or are you putting it down today?
No, I'm happy because I'm going to use the vacuum again.
Oh! Vacuumed.
And?
Yeah, I agree with the two callers. You know, I mean, if they don't want to know, it's their baby. The family's being selfish. Mm-hmm. You know, they're trying to make them do something that they don't want to just because they want it. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, like you said, it's 2024. Who cares? There's plenty other things you can buy.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
They're not gender specific.
And you can still support them and the baby by buying all these other things. You don't need to know the gender to support
exactly.
them.
The gift was the excuse to get the information.
Exactly, because you want to know because you don't know, and that's it. You want to know, but you're going to have to wait.
Yep, exactly.
Welcome to having to be patient. It sucks, but we all do it.
Wait till one of your family members gets a job at the hospital just so they can read your records.
Oh, shoot. That's crazy. All right, Anna, thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, have a nice weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Lindsay,
we love you back.
Yeah, we love you. Lindsay and Grafton texted in, not the jerk, like the first caller. Don't let others bully you just because they want to know what it is. Buy other things besides clothes. The texts are going crazy right now. Somebody else texted in and said, their body or their baby, her body, their choice. Fair enough, man.
I can actually not disagree with any of that.
Mm-hmm. And then Megan in Milwaukee texted in as well and said, not the jerk. It's their choice if they don't want to know, as long as they both agree that they don't want to know is all that matters. So that is important. Yes, they have to agree, and they do.
I'd assume they're on a united front if they didn't find out with the first baby and now would want to do the same thing with this one, right?
Yeah,
that's their thing.
Then it would be, am I the jerk for finding out and my wife not, like, kind of thing.
Different story.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously you the jerk for sure.
Somebody else texted it. Listen to this. They said, this is an expecting mom with a toddler. Stop stressing her out. She said what she said. Not the jerk, okay?
That's a spin. Yeah, I ain't think about the fact that Well, let me switch sides before I get yelled at. Yeah, not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Yeah, not the jerk. Yeah. I mean, I said it the whole time. Yeah.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was a vacuum today.